This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, DJV Experience, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Should I put the people that are on the program in a different order sometimes? Like I should not be first, maybe I should be last. This is Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen. Does it make a difference? Everybody knows what's going on here anyway, right? Yes?
True. Sure, yes. Correct.
All right, so the continuing, there it is. Continuing focus on fun, good stuff, Captain Kirk. Jennifer, your
yes.
father and William Shatner are friends.
They are.
Yesterday, Mr. Shatner was at the NASA headquarters to responsibly put into outer space some items that needed to go to V'ger 1. When I say V'ger 1... nobody knows what I'm talking about. From the movie, the first Star Trek movie, with a focus on Voyager 1, and that's why he was invited yesterday. Probably a number of reasons, just because he's Captain Kirk. NASA enlisted him to read a message. There was a contest, remember? And the message was for its hashtag message to Voyager contest. People came up with a perfect tweet to be beamed out to V'ger 1 and V'ger 2. And Kirk read it. As a matter of fact, there must be some audio of that somewhere, Kara, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a whole long video of him at NASA. Yeah.
Yeah, but can we extract a little audio, just him saying whatever it is he says? Doesn't he say, we offer friendship across the stars, you are not alone? Wasn't that the message?
That is the message. Yep, yeah. that's the tweet that he then gave the command to the NASA engineer to send to the Voyager.
Right. So let's see if we can find that. I think it'd be cool to have that. I think it would be wonderful, if you know what I mean. There's a subtle suggestion that I, as the leader of my own spaceship, the good ship DJV, sends to those who would be also a part of the DJV experience. Speaking of experiences, here's a good story, Jennifer, from Cali-4-9-A. I wonder how often this happens and they just don't get caught. Lady has a brand new, limited edition Camaro. It's the Indy 500 pace car. So she brings it in to the Chevy dealership to have the car serviced. And she's in a loaner. And she goes to the drive-thru to get her lunch. And what does she see at the drive-thru? Her car. The mechanic decided it was such a hot car. This is a this
taking
is a
it for a test
car.
Run through he the takes McDonald's it drive-thru. Town.
Right, yeah. So she takes the video and goes back to the dealership and is presented with a bill, at which time she says, I don't think I'll pay the bill. And this shows the manager of the video. So, stuff like that. I think that goes on a lot. Those of you who are in the car business, those of you who leave your car off to be, you know, they give you this, and I'm gonna give you a personal example of this from last weekend. I have a car that has those sensors in the tires so that if they go down below the pressure, you get a warning light on the dash, you know, 29 PSI instead of what it's supposed to be, I think 42. So I'm seeing this. And my guys don't know how to fix this stuff. I can fix almost anything that runs on my farm, but we don't have, this is sort of a sophisticated piece of computer equipment that's actually inside the tire. And it sends out signals. So it's got to work correctly. So, I have a beef with the Rover dealership at the moment, so I decided I would take it on, Monday or Sunday. I went over to see if the Firestone guys could fix it. And they said they couldn't today, but bring it back in at 11 tomorrow morning. Okay, 11 o'clock, I show up at the Firestone dealer. And at 11:30, I'm still waiting at the Firestone dealer. And at 12 o'clock, I'm still waiting at the Firestone dealer. So you can imagine how many conversations I had with the manager at that point. And I finally said to him, I don't get what it, you gave me an 11 o'clock appointment. You just kidding? He said, well, we're busy today, and we don't have enough help. I said to him, that's my problem? My problem is that I've wasted an hour of my life sitting here, and I have things to do. It's not like, you know, I'm here at your disposal. You can do whatever you want with me. And I just, the reason I bring it up is not to tell you necessarily the story about Firestone, because it goes on almost everywhere. These people who run these dealerships, and it isn't just car dealerships, but you can find it all over the place. They plan, they play with you to have you sit around and do other things, or to make it seem like they're more valuable, whatever their motivation is. How many of you have been annoyed, or do you even think about it? Do you just accept it? I think that's the worst part of this, is people accept being treated this badly. I just think it's a horrible reality and something that ought not to be a part of what we accept. And Jennifer, I'm betting you've had it happen to you, and Victoria, you have.
Oh, yeah.
Kara?
Just total there's
disrespect.
A lot of companies that just totally discount your time and, by the way, your smarts. Did I rant to you guys about the recycle bins? I did, didn't I?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. That they're making you pay for that and you're not even using it?
Oh, yeah.
So the lady calls me back the other day to follow up. So LA's making you recycle now. And they charge you to take it away. And the lady came on to, and she goes, well, we're not charging you to take away the recyclable service, but your monthly fee is going up by $25 or whatever the cost was. And I said, well, doesn't that mean you're charging me more? She goes, no, ma'am, that just means we've made a contract with the city.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because people love to insult your intelligence.
Yeah, they think you're stupid. 13 right. Past the hour. Those of you who have pain in your life, I'm talking about physical pain, will be interested in the next conversation that we're going to have. Matter of fact, you hear us often talk about Veterans Administration, the VA, and what's going on, what systems are in place to care for those people who have served us. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of a specific area that's improving in just a moment here on the DJV Experience.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
All right, welcome to Super Duty Radio. Next up is Brad. What's on your mind, Brad?
Torque.
Well, Brad, you've called the right show, because the all-new 2017 Ford Super Duty has best-in-class torque. In fact, the 2017 Super Duty is to torque what a St. Bernard is to drool, what a junior prom is to acne.
So what you're saying is it's got a lot of torque?
Glad you're paying attention, Brad. Yes, a lot of torque. In fact, more torque than ever before.
Well, good, because I need a lot of torque, also a lot of payload and towing capability.
You're awfully needy, Brad, but that's good, because the all-new Super Duty has best-in-class towing and payload. In fact, Super Duty is to towing and payload what a swamp is to bugs, what a
clown is to creepy.
I do the comedy, Brad.
I was just trying.
This is the next level. This is the all-new 2017 Super Duty. And this is why Ford says we own work.
Best-in-class towing, payload, and torque when properly configured. Class is full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
15 past the hour now. We have with us Dr. Audrey Kusiak, who is a rehab research and development specialist, manages the spinal cord injury disorder and pain and regenerative medicine portfolios at ORD. And I must admit to not knowing what ORD is, Dr. Kusiak. What's ORD?
Good morning, everybody. ORD is the term we use for Office of Research and Development at the VA.
All right, got that. You also are here with Dr. Bob O'Brien, who is a psychologist working with the VA's Health Services Research and Development Service, with a focus on pain management and the strategies that are working. What is there about this that has been so difficult? Why is it And then it's taken this much time to focus on this and get it right. Because I'm guessing at this point in time, you actually are getting it right. Is that true, Dr. Kusiak?
Well, I hope we are getting it right. Why has it taken so long? I think it's because this instituted a cultural change, not only at the VA, but also in the United States. And once this cultural change became so, that's when everything started to fall in place. We need to look at every individual as a person and not just a bunch of people with pain. And we have to look at this in terms of the whole mind-body. It's not just looking at pain in terms of trying to alleviate it, but putting the person, the veteran, in charge of their pain management.
And this has ramifications for millions, tens of millions of Americans who were not necessarily in service to our country, because what you found out can be applied to those outside of the veteran circle. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Whatever we do not only benefits the veterans, but also Americans.
Dr. O'Brien, as the other side of this study, the psychology of it, the mind-body connection, if you're feeling good in your mind, you're going to feel better in your body. But which comes first, the alleviation of the pain or the dealing with it? Because there's, you know, your mind, when it gets put into motion, thinking about the pain can make it better or worse, I think. Am I right in that? I don't want to assume anything.
Yes, I think you're right. One of the things we have to look at is, as part of what Dr. Kusiak was saying, looking at the individuals, we have to look at, in some cases, there might have been some areas of mental illness that were present before the pain, and sometimes it's caused by the pain, which might be things like depression, poor sleep habits, poor quality of life, anger, loss of self-esteem, all things that could be attributed to pain.
So
that's part of why it's been so long in getting a really good handle on this.
So let's talk about strategies now. What are the things that are actually being done, Dr. Kusiak? Spend a minute on that, if you would.
So a couple of things that we're doing in the VA. And the first thing that we have instituted is what we call patient-aligned care teams, or PAC teams, that are specifically targeting pain management. And this, like I said, is a team of clinicians, social workers, nurses, as well as the veteran. And we put the veteran front and center in these groups, letting them know, letting them participate, and letting them, like I mentioned previously, become managers of their own pain. So that's number one. The other thing we're doing is we are also instituting at many of our VA medical centers some complementary and integrative health approaches. These are approaches that are non-pharmacological or no drugs, but include acupuncture, yoga, access to Tai Chi, etc. So we're trying to use the whole, what I mentioned, mind-body approach by giving the veteran a menu of options so that they can say, okay, I'd like to try yoga, I'd like to try this, and I'd like to try that, and work with their clinicians and their team so that they can better alleviate their pain and increase their function.
All right. So I'm going to give you kudos. I'm pretty critical of the VA and of the service they give because it's so irregular. I'm hoping this is spreading because there's nothing better in my mind than to have these options, the alternatives. It's a long time coming, but why worry about that now? The fact that it's there and available and that men and women can take advantage of all these alternative points and the system that allows and encourages people to get different points of view. Good for you and good for them. I hope they'll all take advantage of it. And this is the information that we're trying to pass along here for you. If you're a veteran, go to research.va.gov for more information on these various approaches to chronic pain. If you're in the VA, research.va.gov. 21 past the hour. Thank you, doctors.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the music from the Foo Fighters. Great names for some of these groups. There's been a lot of speculation for a number of months about who the big special guest is on the new Foo Fighters album. Now, there is an answer. Dave Grohl has been teasing this for their upcoming album, Concrete and Gold, saying that it includes a guest turn from the biggest pop star in the world. And a lot of the speculation has been about Lady Gaga, Beyonce, maybe, that sort of thing. Did you do any speculating, either of the two of you, or any of the two of you?
I thought Lady Gaga, right?
Yeah, we thought Lady Gaga, because she loves rock music, so that kind of seemed like that would be the right answer. People initially thought Taylor Swift and Adele, because they the
she
same producer. She
steps out of her comfort zone.
Lady Gaga?
Adele does.
Yeah.
Gaga. Which one? Gaga does?
I don't know. Well, Taylor Swift and Adele, both of the same producer who's produced the new Foo Fighters record, has worked with both of those ladies, so I think that's why everyone thought, oh, it must be Taylor or it must be Adele. But Dave Grohl shot down that pretty quickly, so it was left on the internet to speculate that it was Lady Gaga or Beyonce.
Ladies and gentlemen, the envelope, please. Do my Johnny Carson Karnak impression. Answer, Justin Timberlake. Question, who has the fabulous talent on the Foo Fighters album? Justin Timberlake, eh? Huh. Timberlake.
That's shocking.
Well, it's not exactly a fit, or it didn't seem to be a fit anyway, from what I know of Timberlake.
Has he ever done any mashups or work with rock musicians before? I'm trying to think of, like, collaborations he's done. He's done stuff with rappers and
and country. Remember his performance with Chris Stapleton?
He wasn't friends with Grohl before, but Grohl invited him to listen to what they were doing, and he liked it, and then they started hanging out. And Grohl says, "We drink whiskey in the parking lot." He was really cool. And then after listening to it, he said to a girl, can I sing on your record? I don't want to push it, but I just want to be able to tell my friends that I sang with
a on a Foo Fighters
Foo
record.
Foo Fighters. So they had him add some vocals to one track with Grohl saying he nailed it. I'm telling you, this guy's going somewhere. Kind of like Paul McCartney with... remember when,
Kanye West, and yeah, everyone was like, who's this Paul McCartney guy? He's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, so that's kind of cool. I like Timberlake. I told you earlier about what I thought regarding him and his ability to be a star. Ed Sheeran for Kara fans, and Ed Sheeran fans. Kara Schillen and Ed Sheeran. I like the way that sounds together. Ladies, what do you think? Ed Sheeran.
Sounds good to me.
Kara Schillen. Well, he is not going back to Game of Thrones. Mixed reactions to his cameo on season 7th premiere episode. He opened up about the experience, insisting that his character has been laid to rest. Nobody wants to see me come back. He said, I wanted to be in a cameo, and I've done it, and that's it. I enjoyed it.
You know what's funny to me, after it first happened, is there were so many Game of Thrones fans who were shocked that he was in it, which was surprising to me because they'd announced it months before. Like, it was old news that he was going to be in it, but I don't know. That's how cameos work anyway, isn't it? Someone comes on, that's it. They don't come on again.
Well, what did his Twitter fans say about it? What did they not like?
I think that people were just surprised. It took them kind of out of the story to have a random celebrity on it, which I understand. But the thing is Arya, who is one of the characters, one of the biggest characters on the show, really likes him and wanted him to be on it. So the producers brought him on to surprise her and as a gift for her. So I think that's kind of cool. I think that everyone else should go.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event
event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 33 after the hour, focus on reality here, the DJV experience. I'm Doug with Victoria and Jennifer and Kara, going through a lot of different information that is important for all of us to get a grip. Here's something that I just kind of, I want to lay it out there, and you do with it what you want, okay? Everybody has different reactions to these conversations about immigrants and immigration and illegals and all that stuff. So the data is in on how the program is working, like it or not. This is not about liking the program or not liking the program. This is, from my point of view, just a statistic that I find, I don't know if shocking is the word because that's an overused word. I find it compelling that only 913 refugees were admitted into our country last month. This is the first time the monthly intake has dropped below 1,000 in the past 16 years. So for the last two administrations to this point, the smallest number of monthly admissions since going back to just as George Bush took over. The pattern, obviously, has been, it comes from different sources, declining number of Muslims that are coming in to our country from other places. But the 551 who came in here were Christians. Let's see here. And by the way, this is not about Hispanics. Excuse me. This is about people that are coming in from other parts of the world where there are problems. We've long, remember, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free, and, you know, we'll take anybody kind of who comes to us and says, I want to come to your country for whatever the reason. So the stat is about religions and people who are coming here from countries in Europe. For example, there were 53 Baptists who came to our country from Ukraine in the month of August. 551 Christians, 185 Pentecostalists. All of these people are from mostly Eastern Europe. I find it interesting because, and then 220 were Muslims. There were 48 Sunnis from Iraq, 47 from Syria. The remaining 142 people were unaffiliated, didn't have any religion at all, although a couple identified themselves as Buddhists and Hindus. But there are countries that you never heard of who have people coming to our country because of things that are going on, and they can ask for asylum or... I'm not sure it's asylum. What's the word that I'm looking for here? They want... I guess it is asylum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is not about Hispanics. This is about the ban on Muslims, basically. And it shows you the number of Muslims who have come here to four. But we always think that all the people that are coming here from troubled areas are Muslims, and they aren't. I thought that was the biggest find in this information, how many Christians were coming.
They're not supposed to be. The refugees are supposed to be Christian refugees who are driven from areas where their religion is not being tolerated.
Mm-hmm. So then
so
how do any Muslims...
it's not a huge surprise.
How do any Muslims get in at all then, Jennifer?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, this is up to a program. It's not like what you tell them is what they're going to write down on your form. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can declare whatever religion you want. You can declare anything. And I think a few are, you know, a few probably just kind of apply for it. Maybe they're a different branch of Islam, and so they come in through to the country. Maybe they're at risk as well. I mean, there are so many branches of Islam that it's really difficult to know which ones are, you know, copacetic with with each other.
It's the same as the Protestant. How many different sects, S-E-C-T-S, can you name that are Protestants?
There are a lot.
I bet there are a dozen or more, aren't there? When you get right down to nitty-gritty, maybe more than that. So people say, oh, all Muslims. Yeah. You think all Pentecostalists, say it again, Doug, all Pentecostalists are the same as Seventh-day Adventists, or the same as Episcopalians, or the same as Mormons? Yeah, I was thinking of Methodists, but Mormons are supposed to be Christian, too. It's just, it's so silly of us to think that way, but we do because the news media sort of gets us to thinking that way.
I mean, I actually think the news about the refugees is good because under the United Nations, refugees are supposed to be located in the area of the world that is closest to them, mm-hmm. that is safest for them to be. I mean, being a refugee is not about picking a destination on a map. It's about relocating for safety. And, I mean, how often do we talk about people who are ignoring Saudi Arabia completely, even though they'd be safe there and there are resources there, good ones that go unused? They just sit empty because... for whatever reason, people are choosing to go there, or the Saudis are trying to push back and not take them in. So,
they don't want anybody. Yeah,
I mean,
right.
That's really the best option for people. I mean, people don't want to leave their homes. They don't want to completely try to get used to Western culture, our way of life in New York City. I mean, a lot of times they want to stay where they are. They want to stay by their family, and instead they're pushed to all these other crazy countries.
So here was my assumption, and this is why it's not good to assume anything. I'm guessing that most of the people who are coming here are coming because of Syria. Is that a relatively intelligent
way? That was it for a long time, yeah.
Right.
That was definitely it. Syria, yeah. There's also problems like in Turkey. There were a lot of people that were running around in Turkey for a while. I mean, there was just a lot of upheaval all throughout the Middle East.
And you know what? It's just, I throw back, not that the numbers are important, but in my mind, I'm only thinking there are like 3 or 4 attacks using chemical weapons, because that seems to be all that we heard about. There have been 34 chemical weapons attacks documented in Syria in the past 27 months. 34 times this bastard Al-Assad, in conjunction with who knows whom, using sarin gas.
Wasn't Putin his buddy?
Putin is his buddy.
Yeah, I don't know if they're friends. Well, I say buddy loosely. I mean, you know, politically, they're in bed together.
They're managed. Basically, it's kind of like their client state. Basically, is what they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that there is plenty of Iranian involvement here, one way or another. And does this account for the political divisions that are widening this sort of thing? Because we don't really have the right of way. Keep those damn Muslims out of here. I mean, how many times do you hear that from
people? Well, yeah.
You do.
Of course. Yeah. Way too much. But that's just a lack of education on, you know, the part of the people who are saying that. It's ignorance. They don't know what they're talking about.
It's also because the people that have been trying to blow us up traditionally have had the Muslim faith behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. I mean, yes,
right.
People don't understand.
The outsiders,
people
not Timothy
yeah.
McVeigh and the others that were
people
insiders.
Don't understand that there are different types of Islam. There are different branches of Islam. They don't understand that. But,
right.
I mean, it's not all ignorance. I mean, they see people blowing up cars and driving their cars into crowds and all that. And it's easy to get scared. That's for sure.
All right. Here's a switcheroonie. Yesterday, 5 nurses working at the Denver Health Medical Center were suspended. Apparently, the medical examiner started a rumor doing an autopsy on a man, and his private parts became part of the conversation. So a bunch of nurses went down to the medical examiner's office to check out this guy's,
you know what?
Isn't that...
Ew, that's so gross.
They got in trouble.
They did.
Big trouble.
They did.
Yeah,
that doesn't surprise me, actually, that people share stuff like that and then everyone comes to look at something. Because when I had surgery a few years ago to have an ovarian cyst removed, and it was kind of weird looking, my doctor took a picture of it when I was, you know, on the operating table or after it had been removed, and then apparently showed it to other people, other doctors in the hallway, because they were all intrigued by... medical
stuff.
Isn't that
different, though, than looking at some dead guy's junk?
Yeah, I think it's different. I'm just saying that it doesn't surprise me that when something medically intriguing happens that they are
right.
Like, oh, come and look at this.
I'm not even going to pretend to be outraged because, girls, if we're being honest, if the three of us were working in a hospital and we saw some very large piece of anatomy attached to a guy, whether he's dead or alive, I'd be like, hey, guys, go look at room 774. Check that one out. Of course we're going to do that. That's human nature. I know we're supposed to pretend that we're better than that, but I'm not going to.
I guess, I mean, and you know what, you're right. I mean, the whole idea of dead bodies completely freaks me out, but if that was my job and I was used to it and I was in a hospital every day, then that might not be the factor. To me, right now, the dead factor is what's creeping me out the most. But yeah, you're right. Everybody always looks. There's a curiosity there, I guess, right?
Really?
Well, I don't know. I mean, do you
make friends at work?
So why?
I mean,
do you think male doctors or male nurses or orderlies in hospitals, if some lady, you know, has a nice rack?
That's the point. It's always
they look at that.
The point of the discussion, thank you, for equal opportunity, is that men are severely criticized when they meet a woman. First thing they look at are not her eyes, necessarily. And so in this circumstance, if women are looking, I know for a fact that when women often meet men, the first thing they look at is not the eyes.
What are we looking at?
Very few women are
package peakers. There are very few women that size a guy
package
up like that. You can't tell.
It's too hard to do. Yeah, it's
yeah.
Hard.
You can't
how?
Tell.
Now I might look at their hands. I definitely look at people's hands.
Feet.
No,
I don't like
hands.
Men's feet. Hands, yes.
Because you can gauge the size of their hand, which is always a good indicator. And then you can also look at how clean they are and if they care about their appearance.
Mm-hmm. That feet were an indicator, too.
I've never found that to be anecdotally true. Feet.
Size shoe is Lewis wear?
What size is he? He's a 9.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
So am I.
Right, that's what I'm saying, Jen. There is no correlation, trust me.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. I would like to volunteer myself for some research, because Shaq's feet are gigantic. They're like canoes.
Yeah. Isn't he the one that has a short girlfriend?
I would do it. Yeah, he had a tiny girlfriend.
Girlfriend?
But
yeah.
Didn't Shaq also take a shoe off once when he was sitting down during an interview and someone said, is it true that, you know, there's a correlation between your shoe size? And he took his shoe off and put it on his thigh to illustrate that it was true.
That is so right. Awesome. Yeah, he's got this little tiny girlfriend. Oh, my gosh. She's like a corn dog.
She a spinner?
I think that's what they call him.
Things are a little out of control here, folks. I ought to do a really cool commercial for My Pillow at the moment. If you are suffering because you don't get a good night's rest, and it may not have anything to do with the anatomy of the person you're sleeping with, time for you to listen to me and our advice for support from the best stuffing around in pillows, My Pillow. Stuffing and piling in pillows. You know, I saw something yesterday that will shock you, and I think I posted it. I meant to post it if I didn't on our Facebook page. Will you check, Victoria, and see the picture of somebody who was doing an investigative piece on pillows and opened up and found in some pillows garbage. The stuffing is stuff from the dump.
Things
that are chopped up and put in there that may have a little elasticity to them. Can you imagine that in your pillow?
Oh.
Hey, My Pillow will stay cool because it's a cool pillow. The stuffing is patented. Yes, a patented fill that lets you put the pillow just the way you like it and keep it there. That's really the secret. Plus, they have great marketing. They have a great product. They tell the story. Lots of people anecdotally say, yep, this is the best pillow I ever had, and you need new ones every year. That's right. Get those mites and the other crap that grows in the pillows. That makes a difference what kind of a pillow you have. You're going to get infested with these sorts of things, and you need to replace them every year. And so here's the way to do it on the, I was going to say on the cheap, but no, on the inexpensive. This is better than that. This is a great value. It's value time for pillows, and My Pillow has the best value. Their new 50% off the 4-pillow pack. Yep, 2 premium pillows, 2 travel pillows, 50% off when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. Yep. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get 50% off the 4 pillows. You need to change those pillows at your house. These are machine washable, too, by the way, so they'll last longer. Get MyPillow's benefits for you, MyPillow.com/DJV.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals, come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How can we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years. Unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Get into the mind of Dr. Ken Kronhaus again with his overview of important medical information brought to you by the folks who bring you Super Beats. Dr. Ken does research, and we spend a good deal of time every week putting this together and bringing it to you. And you can find the results of a lot of the conversations we have on the air with Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack if you go to blogtalkradio.com/goodday health. You'll find a podcast of the important info. These men are, they display their intellect by looking at these bits and pieces of information and translating what they mean to you, that's for sure. So, Ken, there's a lot of discussion about the benefits of being short this week. So I guess we'd turn that around and wonder what happens if you're tall to your body.
This is published this week in Circulation Cardiovascular Genetics, Doug. We know some of the risk factors for developing blood clots in the deep veins. They include major surgeries, major trauma, heart attack, obesity and lack of physical mobility, pregnancy, and hereditary factors. But now there's a new risk factor for blood clots in the veins. This large study of more than 2 million siblings suggests that taller people are at an increased risk of developing blood clots in the deep veins, while shorter people are less susceptible.
Really? Huh. I'm average and you are too, aren't you? Isn't that more or less where we are? So does this affect average, women?
Average man height is about 5'10". Average woman height in America is about 5'5".
All right. So this is a factor for both men and women. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very interesting. The upside to being short and having small hands and small feet. All right. One of the things that's on a lot of people's minds, having dealt with Harvey, the tens of millions of people who are having to live through that, and now your state of Florida will be under attack this weekend from the next storm, Irma. And so you wonder what it does, this sort of mental stress does to your physical body. What are you finding out?
Well, this is a bit more complicated. We may need to extend this a little later, but it's normal, Doug, to feel scared, anxious, and nervous with a storm coming. You should not deny these feelings. I have some tips to decrease your anxiety. You want to do these now or later?
Yeah, you can get them now.
It's a long list. You want to create a plan for evacuating your family if needed and put together a preparedness kit. You want to be informed. Get that battery-powered radio ready. Doug and I have them from the 1980s. You want to talk it out. Share your fears with those who can offer emotional support. You want to accept what you can't control. Excessive worrying is not going to change anything except your emotional health. And should we talk about the kids or do that later?
No, you have a good time to do it now.
Okay, so what should you do about your kids? Be calm and supportive. They will follow your mental state. Tell them thunder will not hurt them and storms are a normal part of nature. Talk about storms matter-of-factly. They seem afraid of storms, but they really want to learn more about them. Help children face their fears by reading about storms and watching videos, and help them learn they can handle a fear and other uncertainties of life. If all else fails and the anxiety accelerates for your kids, get the help of a mental health professional. But just keep calm and just realize what you can and can't control.
Yeah, I think that's an important part. Some things I have been, I don't like hurricanes, don't like thunder and lightning. I don't know whether it was because I saw so much damage when I was a kid, and it's so disruptive. It can ruin so many people's lives. And maybe I guess I worried as a kid it might ruin mine. And so you get that and you keep in your mind. Wow. Something to be thinking about. All right, spend 30 or 40 seconds talking about the benefits of boosting nitric oxide using Super Beets and why we need nitric oxide in our system.
Absolutely. Nobel Prize winning research, the third important gas of the body, nitric oxide. You need to continuously, all of us need to continuously remake it so that the blood vessels relax and open up and that our cells from head to toe can talk to each other. This gas needs building blocks, and if you're deplete and deficient in these building blocks, you'll have a low level of nitric oxide. You just won't feel well. Super Beets is a way of getting a boost of nitric oxide, and Neo 40 is a way to get your tank level up. Get their test strip, see if you need Neo 40, and avoiding those high caffeinated beverages, the Super Beets is excellent. Doug will tell you how to get it.
It's easy, 800-655-4183. Order a free month supply. Call 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.